they came here and not expect us to pick up a win last year, but we managed to jag a win, so we know we can do it, especially after winning last week and turning things around a little bit. You know, we defended like a different team against Halifax, which you'd expect a Super League opposition against the Championship, but you know, we played well and deserved to come away with it quite nicely, so hopefully we'll take a bit of that into the Wigan game.
Was there any pressure going into the Halifax game? Because I think a lot of people would have wanted you to fail.
It felt like that from the inside, yeah. It's kind of like everyone's looking at us, expecting us to get beat, and like you said, kind of half wanting us to. I think everyone likes an upset in the cup, don't they? So it were nice to get that win. And but there's been massive pressure on that game, I think. A few people's future were probably riding on that, so yeah, good to come away with a win and lift a bit of that pressure.
Does it give confidence to the lads? I know it's only one win, it seems, but I guess it does give you a little bit more confidence now for this week.
Yeah, definitely. It only takes one win for people to remember how to win a game. They say like winning's an habit, but losing's become an habit for us, and you only need one win to break that habit. And things are going to turn around pretty quickly in rugby league. It's going to be tough this week to keep that win going, but we're going to go in full of confidence and really give it its best shot.
You've had a tough run of fixtures, haven't you, in Super League terms? I know there's no easy games, but you have played a lot of the bigger sides recently.
Yeah, it just seems to come one after the other, especially with the injuries that we've had. Not that we're making excuses, but we've had some injuries in key positions, and as middle's being blown away in just about every game that we've played, so it's nice to pick up Ben Cavanagh on loan for the rest of the season. He's a cracking signing, and I don't think a few of the players are far off drip feeding back into a side, so hopefully in the next few weeks, once we get our strongest 17 back on the pitch, we can get a bit of momentum going and start climbing up that table.
It's easy to lose sight. You won your first couple of games when you're never on fit, and you know, you started the season pretty well, didn't
you? Yeah, that's it. We started the season with a stronger 17 on the pitch, and they won't fluke some games. We won them because we deserved to. So we know we're a confident bunch anyway. We know once we get our best 17 on that pitch that we can beat anybody on his day. You know, we're going confident every week now, and fingers crossed we can start picking up a few wins and silence a few of his critics who have been pretty quick to jump on his back.
Do you take a lot of notice of that? Does it hurt when people are criticising, or is it just part and parcel of the game?
It's part and parcel. Everyone's entitled to an opinion, but we're entitled just to completely brush it if we want, which we have been. I think it comes with the territory at Wakefield. You get written off at the start of every season, and it's up to us to try and change that opinion. We've not done that, so when you're getting beat by 80 points, I think everyone's entitled to slag you off a little bit. It's up to us to try and do something about it.